Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter. Babu tahrim ta'adhibi bin nar fi kulli hayawanin hatta namlata wa nahmiha. The chapter on the prohibition of punishing any living creature, even an ant, etc., with fire. They don't punish any living creature, even if it may be an ant. So similarly, even if it may be insects of the world, insects of the earth, that if they need to be killed for whatever reason, they should be killed in such a way it causes the least amount of pain to them, least amount of difficulty to them. So therefore, don't use fire. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ba'athin, faqala in wajadtum fulanan wa fulanan li rajulaini min Qurayshin sammahuma fa'ahliquhuma bin nar. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hina aradna al-khuruj, inni kuntu amartukum أن تحرقوا فلانا وفلانا وإن النار لا يعذب بها إلا الله فإن وجدتموهما قاتلوهما وإن وجدتموهما فاقتلوهما. Before we narrate and explain this incident, we realize one thing, that the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there for justice, was not there for any personal revenge, was not there to get anything back. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the beginning of Islam, right till the time that he left this world, everything he was concerned about was this ummah and how he can spread this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he can fulfill this amanat of spreading this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person that comes right up to the day of Qiyamah, how he can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, how he can enter into Jannah. Now here there is an incident, it's the background of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that he was married to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She had a nephew by the name of Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. Now Abu al-As ibn Rabi', what had happened was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha that this is your nephew, get her married to our daughter Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she obliged, and the nikah got made, the nikah was made. Now from amongst the gifts that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had given the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a gold necklace. A gold necklace, she had taken it at that occasion. It was her personal necklace, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's personal necklace. She had taken this necklace and she had given it to the daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, on that occasion when she got married to Hazrat Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. So now, this Abu al-As ibn Rabi', what had happened was, now look at the amount of pressure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got for Islam. One is that his beloved wife, you know, what difficulty she went through. They were boycotted for 3 years, completely ostracized. There was social pressure being used against them. There was financial pressure being used against them. They were forced to starve, etc. So many difficulties. And from amongst the pressures that were put against them, was that now the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husbands were told to give talaq to the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't remain in the marriage. So there was so much of pressure put on Abu al-As ibn Rabi that he also separated from Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Anyway, what had happened was later in the Battle of Badr, he had been taken as one of the captives. You know, the captives of war. So one of the captives of war was Abu al-As ibn Rabi. Now what had happened, when Mashura was made, it was decided that ransom be paid and these captives now be allowed to go back. First major war in Islam, battle in Islam, now Mashura was made, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, that ransom can be paid and then these people can be set free and they can go back to the place where they were staying. So what had happened was, from the ransom that had come for Abu al-As ibn Rabi, was this necklace that Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had sent. She sent this necklace as ransom for her husband. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine this whole scene? One is that wife, a Mubarak wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. The daughter was separated from the husband. And she was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen that necklace, immediately tears broke out. That thought of his wife, that this was her personal likeness. Then on occasion of the marriage of our daughter, this gift was given, and now she has to part with that same necklace that was given as a wedding present. They were not rich like us. If a person has one necklace, just buy another one. This was something very, very valuable. But the daughter of his had to part with the necklace just to ransom the husband. So tears came down the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he had seen this. And then he told Sahaba that, "I'm just making a request. I'm not commanding you, I'm just making a request that if this necklace can be returned to my daughter, I'm not commanding you." Sahaba said immediately, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by all means, we are your servants. Whatever you ask us to do, we are here to serve you." So anyway, what had happened was this necklace now was sent back. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a condition with his son-in-law that what you do is that when you go back to Makkah Mukarramah, then send my daughter Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he agreed and he fulfilled his side of the bargain, that he went back to Makkatul Mukarramah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two sahaba to go and bring the daughter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daughter Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now look at the pressure that came from the kuffar, that even this also they couldn't see. Yeah, he was set free. One man from amongst them was set free from the Quraysh. But they couldn't see and bear that the daughter of Rasulullah can come join up with her father. So one person, what he had done was, he had, as they were going on this camel, leaving and going to Medina Sharif, you can imagine in the heat, in the difficulty, in the hardship, and now an opportunity for her, in that staying all by herself day in Makkah al-Mukarramah, now she's getting a chance to meet her father. Now while she's going, they couldn't see this. So one person came and he prodded that camel, and when he prodded that camel, then she fell off the camel. And when she fell off the camel, she got injured very, very seriously. And she was expecting also at that time, and she also had a miscarriage on that occasion. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed, now this is where this incident is coming, that the person that had prodded the camel, his name was Habbar ibn al-Aswad. This was that person. And there was another person also by the name of Nafi' ibn Abdul Qais. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very just, very fair. If somebody had caused this type of harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caused this harm to the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to any sahaba, and if there was a need to take qisas, to take retribution, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go ahead and take retribution. He never took it for himself, never took any type of revenge for himself. But where the laws of Islam had to be placed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very fair. So now this is what this incident is speaking about. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the incident is referring to this person that had prodded the camel which in Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was riding. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent us on a military expedition saying, if you find so and so, and so and so person, in other words two people from the Quraysh whom he named, burn them with fire. This is what Rasulullah said first, when you, if you find these two people, then you burn them with fire. As we were about to leave, Rasulullah said to us, I had ordered you to burn so and so and so and so, however only Allah may punish with fire. If you find them, then kill them. Now the ruling was these people had to be killed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially said kill them with fire, but immediately after that, this was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he said something that was not correct, immediately he will correct himself, immediately he will rectify himself. In fact, the person that was responsible for injuring his daughter so seriously, so badly, deserves, in our mind we would think, he deserves a heavy punishment. He must be punished and he must be beaten and he must be hurt and he must be burnt and whatever and ever we can think of. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it so clear, it shows the heart and the beauty of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person needed to be killed, but don't give him more punishment than he deserves. If he needs to be killed, let him be killed and don't burn him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at the end of this hadith, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish with fire. To this effect, that this punishing with fire is only the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of appreciating this deen that we've got. It had come to us with great, great sacrifice, and this deen, we have to sacrifice a little bit, we should be happy that I just have to give a little bit. So much of sacrifice was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of sacrifice was given by Sahaba. If I have to give a little bit of sacrifice to read my Quran, to read my zikr, to take out time and be kind to every person, be kind to the customers, be kind to the patients, be kind to the neighbors, be kind to the children, be kind to the wife, be kind to the musallis, be kind to the workers and the domestics. This is something very small for me. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted kindness for every person, including the ants, including the animals, including the servants, including the slaves, including the ladies. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted kindness for everyone, what is difficult for me to show a little bit of kindness to those people that are in my circles and who I interact with? Allah Pak give us tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. Read Suratul Kahf. And we should try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah. Ulama of the opinion that dua is answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.